What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, April 16th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Julie is in our control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Ready to answer the phone when you call on in, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. So let's get right on into it. Now, as you're probably already aware, Judicial Watch has filed lawsuits regarding Hillary Clinton's handling of her private emails, as well as what happened in Benghazi. And the latest development here is that Google has been subpoenaed for all Hillary Clinton emails. And it's thought that they contain backups of communications from her personal server, which her IT specialist, Paul Combetta, reportedly scrubbed using BleachBit. Now, Combetta allegedly used the Google account to transfer Clinton's emails from a laptop to a server at Platte River Networks, after which BleachBit was used to remove all traces from the server, but they may still exist at Google. So Google's been ordered to turn over all of that material, all of the email from January 21st, 2009 until February 1st, 2013, the time that she served as Secretary of State. So good. I would like to see something come of that. All righty. Classified footnotes from the IG report reveal the FBI was warned multiple times that this dossier on Donald Trump was a phony. It was a fake. And they used it anyway to get FISA warrants to spy on Trump. Now, CBS News reporter Catherine Herridge obtained newly declassified footnotes in Horowitz's report showing multiple warnings to the FBI about Hillary's phony Russia dossier. And they went ahead anyway. So tell us that was not a political decision here. All right, we're waiting right now. Apparently Trump is still talking to the governors of the states about when we're going to go back to being normal, and we'll keep an eye on that, let you know when it happens here. Meanwhile, Trump is threatening to adjourn Congress over the phony pro forma sessions. He wants to basically do some recess appointments. And I'm a little fuzzy at this part of the Constitution. I don't think the president has the authority to adjourn Congress. I think that's up to the congressional leadership, separation of power, separation of the branches of governments. And Trump is threatening to adjourn Congress for not working during the coronavirus crisis. Trump called the pro forma sessions by the House and Senate to prevent him from making recess appointments during extended breaks phony and a dereliction of duty. Warned that he will exercise my constitutional authority to adjourn both chambers of Congress. I don't think he has that. I think that's his ego talking again, like it was the other day when he said he had the final authority to decide when the states go back to normal life. So President Trump says he thinks nation's governors will be happy with guidelines for reopening economy. I have a feeling there's some arguments going on in the background here. All righty. Apparently, Bernie Sanders' endorsement of Joe Biden is not going over very well. A lot of his supporters are outraged over what they see as his betrayal of the agenda, of the issues. And they may wind up voting for Trump just out of pure spite. But even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying that Biden's sexual assault claim is legitimate to talk about. And today the Biden campaign issued, of course, the usual denial. You know the old adage in Washington, D.C., nothing is ever true until it's officially denied. Well, it's been officially denied now. And the New York Times came out with an article accusing Russia of a disinformation campaign. Nothing new about that. The New York Times is always coming out with articles accusing Russia of this or that, of meddling in the 2016 election, of whatever. But this time the article was trying to say that Russia is behind all the propaganda that seeks to lower confidence in the American health system. And Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, this is low grade. And they're not going to officially respond to it because it's just, it's that, and it is that silly. there are reasons to be concerned about the efficacy and safety of the American health care system ever since it went from being about health care to being about profit. But have you noticed any time the American people start talking about the government in less than flattering terms? Oh, it's a Russian plot. If you're out there questioning vaccines, you must be working for the Russians. If you're out there concerned about GMOs, you must be working for the Russians. Even Obama jumped in on this one. You know, Putin and COVID-19, they're out there trying to destroy confidence in the American healthcare system. Actually, the American healthcare system is what's destroying confidence in the American healthcare system. Okay, apparently Governor Cuomo's extending their shutdown in New York to May 15th. Here in Indiana, it's supposed to end next Monday. I certainly hope it does. And it's not like Claire and I have any place to go to. We home office anyway. But it's the idea that we're not supposed to that makes us champ at the bit and hop in the car and go down to the market just to pick up, you know, we forgot a box of Kleenex this morning. Over in Syria, a large group of U.S.-backed fighters have now defected to Bashar al-Assad's forces. And apparently, this has been grinding on for 9 years. Coronavirus has taken over the news cycle, as we keep mentioning here. Syria has taken a far back seat in Western media, despite the continued presence of American forces on the ground. Damascus is taking advantage of the situation, rolling back U.S. influence and presence in the country. A large group of U.S.-backed and trained fighters from the Al-Tanf camp, where American special forces have maintained a presence for years, have defected to the Syrian army. That is a major, major blow here. China's President Xi Jinping told military officials responsible for the disputed South China Sea to be better prepared for war with the United States as tensions are clearly rising. Beijing may be bracing for a worst-case scenario with the U.S. And yes, with four of our carrier groups now at less than 100% readiness because of the coronavirus, China is stretching its wings and they're out there basically saying, you know, none of our warships are compromised. But when we get down into coronavirus for real in today's news cycle, Tom Cotton just came out with a completely bizarre theory that we're going to have to share with you. Okay, this is kind of interesting. The U.S. Space Command has issued an announcement claiming it has knowledge that Russia had reportedly conducted a test for a direct ascent anti-satellite missile. Now, there are anti-satellite weapons in existence, but they have to be carried to altitude on other aircraft and then drop launched. This one launches from the ground and hits a satellite. And according to General John Raymond, commander of U.S. Space Command, Russia's direct ascent test proves yet another example that the threats to U.S. and allied space systems are real, serious, and growing. And again, I caution against shooting up each other's satellites in orbit because we could surround our planet with a cloud of shrapnel that makes space travel impossible for decades to come. You know, people who are engaged in war, they want to win now, and hey, it's not our problem, the aftermath. Now, this is a very alarming story, and it came out of the Express in Great Britain. U.S. Congress has ordered a study into the political and military leadership survivability of China and Russia during wartime. And some people are interpreting this report as a signal the U.S. is preparing for a preemptive strike on the two nations. U.S. intelligence agencies and Strategic Command, which is in charge of U.S. nuclear forces, will carry out the study. Well, I imagine they're probably carrying out a lot of studies all the time that go nowhere, and I certainly hope that that's the case here as well. Another story, this one coming out of The Sun, is saying Third World War would be extremely lethal and fast. Remember Tom Lehrer's song about World War III? So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb. And then at the end saying, you know, I'll be home an hour and a half from now. So American military bosses have confessed that World War III is almost guaranteed and will be extremely lethal and fast. I hope not. But I hope those military bosses are the first ones to go. All right, so let's talk about the economic news here. The Small Business Administration has run out of money for the Paycheck Protection Program. It was a push for emergency funding to keep it going. The Democrats stalled it. And this is that low and forgivable interest loan system designed to help small businesses hang on to their employees. It ran out of money as of actually yesterday. Brick and mortar department stores will never recover. They were toast before the lockdowns began. We're talking yesterday about iconic stores like Macy's and Sears and, you know, BB and all these. There are about 30 iconic retailers that are already on the edge of bankruptcy. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I got my Trump money yesterday, and I sent a donation to What Really Happened and to a Republic Broadcasting Network. So I took care of you guys a little bit. I didn't get the full amount, but it was nice. I didn't get a check. My old lady will be getting a check next week, so I'll see if Trump's signature's on it. I might take a picture of it just because souvenir, you know.
Yes.
I have mixed feelings about getting the money. I mean, I know we're going to pay it back in inflation and taxes and budget deficits, but it's nice to get at least something, you know, because I know the bankers are dipping their beaks and everybody else is like, they're like pigs at the trough. So at least I got a little kernel of corn, as they say. But what I'm calling about today is Russia and China. And I find it interesting that, I mean, could you imagine if Russia released this bioweapon that's causing all this trouble? I mean, we'd probably be at war with them by now, or they'd be screaming to go to war with them. And the demonization of Russia, and then at the same time, the people that just call and defend China all the time, you have to look at, like, why? You know, I mean, Russia, I think the reason Russia's demonized is because it's a nationalist state that kind of got away from the big banking system and the New World Order group. I think that they're not globalist, and they're Christian. They have a Christian ethic now with Putin. And I think the reason, you know, China, of course, is globalist, nationalist, atheistic, communist. So I think when people defend China, it's usually because they have some of those traits or they like some of those traits. And when people, you know, demonize Russia, it's for the same reason. They dislike those traits of Russia, which I very much highly like Russia. I'm very pro-Putin. I think he's done a wonderful job in taking Russia out of the jaws of the banksters and the New World Order Rothschild types and giving them somewhat of an independent country. And that's what's why they're so demonized by the establishment in this country and England and everywhere else. So I think that during this whole crisis with China, I don't particularly like China. I think that they're our strategic enemy. I heard somebody call the other day and say we have to communicate and talk with them, and obviously we should. But I think it should be when we read them the Riot Act about how they're going to have to pay for the damages that their bioweapon has done on this country. I think that that they should be forced to pay, I think, trillions of dollars by the time we settle out. And I think that the leadership of the people involved need to be punished. And if the Chinese don't do that, then it could lead to some form of punitive damage. I don't know what. I would maybe slam a big cruise missile into the Wuhan biotechnical bioweapons laboratory or something to that effect.
Yeah, that would make things a lot better to blow that place up and scatter whatever's inside there all to the four winds here. What do you feel about the people inside the United States who sent that $3.7 million to the lab to get them to work on that coronavirus?
Oh, absolutely. I want them arrested yesterday. I want to see people involved in this on both sides. I said the other day they need to be put up against the wall. And I would suggest dropping some kind of a bomb that would kill any kind of through heat or thermo or even some kind of weapon that would sterilize. That's the whole point of dropping a bomb on it, is to basically sterilize the place by bombing it. I mean, you can do that. There are certain weapons that can reach a certain temperature that would destroy anything, any kind of bioweapon that might be present. And I think that that should reciprocal. I think if there's American involvement in this, I think anybody that's involved in it should be bankrupted. For instance, Bill Gates, I think he should have every dime taken from him if his fingerprints are anywhere involved in this, and then he should be executed. Yes, I think that this what this has done to the global economy, what this has done to the world, the people that have been inconvenienced and die because of this, I think that we need serious action. And it should be, there should be a note. This should be a warning to the future people that want to delve in these kind of monstrous science and technology. That remember what happened with the Wuhan virus. Remember what happened to those guys. They were shot, you know. And I'm really upset about it. I mean, I don't know how you can't be, you know. So and once again, I do find it interesting the difference in – it just seems like there's so many people that want to defend the Chinese. And I think that, you know, it's like if you had a neighbor that was screwing around in his garage and he blew up his garage and blew your house up too, you know, killed your kids and whatever, you'd be pretty upset about that guy. It wouldn't be like wanting to go talk to him, you know. So I think, once again, the Chinese need to pay a price for this, and any Americans involved with the Chinese need to be arrested and pay a price for this also. It's obvious. And hopefully it doesn't, you know, become too big of a deal, a snowball, more of a tit for tat. But right now they've given us the tit, and now it's time for us to tat back because it's caused a lot of suffering in this country. And not only that, the fact that they knew what happened and they sat on the information for a week or two while it spread, you know, that's like incredibly rotten thing for them to do. So people involved in that process needs to be punished and made an example of. The biggest part of what I'm saying is about making an example of this. It's kind of like, you know, what you had to do with the Nazis. You had to make an example that this is unacceptable. And for future generations, this is unacceptable. So otherwise, you know, as science and technology increases, these kind of bioweapons and race-specific bioweapons and things, they're gonna become, you know, pretty prevalent. And that's basically what I have to say today. So thank you for hearing me out. And once again, all your listeners, if you can, if you get that check or any money from the government, you know, cut Mike and RBN in on a little bit. It'll help them out. So we have a voice.
All right, well, thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Corey in Connecticut. Hello, Corey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I want to talk about fake news, but first, I'd like to start off with a quote from Marcus Aurelius that he came across. "It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live."
Well, yes, that's a good one.
That's how I feel. You know, I got a question. Benjamin Franklin, on his famous quote when he said, "Those who give up essential liberty in order to obtain a little temporary security deserve neither liberty nor security." Have I said that right?
Yes, that's the quote.
It seems to me we don't have. It's not little, Mike. It's not temporary. We live in a full blown police state right now. And it appears to be permanent. I mean, you know, that man who was arrested in the park for playing catch with his six-year-old daughter, and those four thug cops came up and arrested him, I just couldn't handle that. So, you know, I have a really difficult time with things like that.
Well, I think probably most people do, and they're trying to get us used to it. I'm not going to get used to it. Absolutely not.
I can't get used to that. Anyway, on fake news, I don't have a problem with President Trump calling.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Okay. I'm going to have to put you on hold. We've got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Of course. corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Corey in Connecticut. We're talking about fake news. And Corey, if you could kind of pick up where you left off.
Yeah. My problem with President Trump is that he doesn't promote alternative media. You know, people like yourself. And with that in mind, I'd like to make a very simple proposal and provide a simple argument. Now, any news anchor or correspondent, especially those working inside the White House, they should be voted into office. And my argument is straightforward. Is people like that, they have tremendous political power and clout, even more so than, you know, congressmen. I mean, just look what they did to Ron Paul. It destroyed him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not right. And if they were voted into office, you know, scoundrels like my Jim Costas wouldn't be there. You know, in fact, I'd vote you in definitely.
Well, thank
you. People like, and people like Greg Hunter, I like. Gerald Celente, I like. Anyway, you know, you guys, you know, I mean, I think you speak for the people, and you know, CNN, they're just a propaganda agency. They're not a news agency. They're a propaganda agency.
Yes. You know?
And, you know, I was thinking, you know, the Bill of Rights should be clarified. It should be a Bill of Rights for individuals, not corporations. because corporations, as we know it, they already have all the power. So they don't need a, you know, enumerated delegate or rights delegated to them. You know, they should be restricted. Their rights should be highly restricted, whereas the rights of the people should not be. But anyway, I wouldn't mind seeing you as a news correspondent inside the White House. I think that would be good for the American people.
Well, thank you. And if the job is offered, I'll probably accept it. But I don't expect it to be offered anytime soon.
But you'd have to be voted in. That's my point. You know, because then the people have power, and not news corporations. And we all know news corporations are just propaganda machines, and they're evil. But anyway,
well, they're just doing what their owners tell them to do. And
yeah,
their direct owners and their advertisers, like Monsanto.
And well, their owners are like Satan and Beelzebub. Anyway,
well, now
Mike,
we're going to get nasty emails from Satan and Beelzebub. Say, I'm insulted. I'm telling you, I'm insulted now. How dare you equate me with those news people?
Anyway, take care. And I like the work that you do.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're going to switch over to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I totally agree with what's been said so far by Tom in the last show. But listen, it's the banks that own everything. It's the Federal Reserve that can print all this money. That's why Ron Paul got submarined. They're going to own all the publicly held corporations. And by the way, isn't it interesting that corporations under Citizens United have total freedom of speech, but yet those same corporations can deny us on Facebook or YouTube or whatever.
Yes.
They can deplatform us. They can deny us PayPal, all that stuff. They can take it. All comes from Federal Reserve. They all own all that. And you know what? You know why they don't like Russia? Well, they don't like Russia because of the dollar. They don't like Russia because Putin threw out the Jewish oligarchs, which most of them were. They don't like Russia because Russia opposed the imposition of another bunch of Jewish oligarchs in the Ukraine. They don't like China because China is a competitor for financial supremacy with the
yes.
yuan versus the dollar. They're also a military competitor. But the big thing is there's no way that the people who own the banks, the ethnic group that owns the banks, can infiltrate China with a fifth column the way they've done here. They know that if China becomes ascendant and supreme, which eventually they sort of will, that they can't have China because they can't control China. Without the dollar, without the Federal Reserve of the banks, and without a fifth column within the United, you know, like what they have in the United States and in Russia, by the way, and in England, they can't manipulate us the way they manipulate everybody else. Tell me that I'm wrong here.
No, you're right. That's many of the agendas that are at work there. And there's one other that we need to keep in mind. Right now, there's a lot of anger building in this country towards the lockdown and the flat-out botching of the coronavirus response. And what they're trying to do is redirect our anger at our government's enemies, China and Russia. You know, don't be angry
yeah.
with us. It's not our fault. China did this to us deliberately, and, you know, you should go be angry with them.
And they're also they're just piling on to Russiagate. Russia's vilified. They're bad, 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 bad. They can continue the narrative and lessen us coming back and saying, well, that was complete bull crap, right? Russiagate. But now there's
okay,
more
well,
they can add on. Yeah.
Peter, I got to put you on hold. Got to take another
sure.
break for commercial. Don't hang up, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in California, actually in Los Angeles. And Peter, just kind of pick up where you left off.
Well, Mike, it's the banks, and the banks are going to the Federal Reserve. We all know who controls these. We all know it. And they're going to come out of here and having bought up every single publicly held company and control them all, BlackRock, Vanguard, all these things that they own. They're going to control it all. Every single mom and pop and privately held company is going to be out of business. Every house is going to be, all the houses that will be underwater, people will be evicted and the houses will be repossessed. They'll take all that. They'll take it all. And to criticize them is against the law in 28 states. And you know what? Listen, and if you criticize them, you're labeled a white supremacist. Well, listen, I'm a white guy. I'm not a white. My family is mixed. My wife, my child, they're mixed. What I am is not a white victim, and I will not be allow them to shout me down and without a fight, and take everything that we have, hijack our foreign policy, fight all their wars, and it's pitiful. The way they control us, even to the point where our own government recently, with the 1 million masks that went, that did indeed go to the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, and that where they were telling the U.S. Army and Marine Corps, which doesn't number to a million, by the way, the active anyways, to use scarves. Our own government treats them, of course, they're owned by the bankers. You know, we're second class compared to them. We're second class compared to them. And it drives me crazy. And people won't talk about it, can't talk about it. It's illegal to talk about it. They're afraid to talk about it. But we have to do something about this. And it all comes back, the fount of all their power is the Federal Reserve and the central banks. You take that away, and they're screwed. That's why they can't let China win.
Well, that's why they've made war on every country that tries to break away from private central banking. That's what led to the war in Iraq, when Iraq wanted to sell their oil for euros instead of dollars. That's what led to the takeover of Libya, when Gaddafi reformed their economic system to break it away from private central banking. And that's it. Look at how many wars have been started simply to keep the world enslaved to private central banks.
Yeah, and they're going to, when they come out of this, Mike, they're gonna. It's not like they don't control most everything now, but they're gonna control everything. And this agenda with implanting chips and all that stuff and no cash, we're gonna be like slaves on the plantation. They'll
we're
know every
cattle.
We'll be cattle. We'll be serfs and cattle. Just like, by the way, that's what goyim means, cattle. That's the way they look at us. That's the way they talk to about us to each other. We're goyim. We're cattle. We're there to be fleeced, to be milked, to be hewers of wood and all that stuff for them, and to serve them. And their religion even comes out and admits it. But
yes.
Their top rabbis come out and say that. So they come right out and say it. So that's the way they look at it, and these are the guys that are being controlled. You know, a shiksa,
all right.
Meaning whatever. You know what I mean.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And before we take more phone calls, I want to take a quick look at the mailbox here. Answer to the caller asking China to pay for the coronavirus. How much should the U.S. be asked to pay for Iraq, Libya, Syria, Afghanistan, Yemen, et cetera, a few hundred of quadrillions? And then somebody who knows the Constitution better than I do says that Trump does have the power to adjourn the Congress under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Steve in Florida. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking about the longer this quarantine, the longer we shut down for doing our business and commerce, some more problems we're going to see. I already told you in the hospital, you got probably a 3-month behind schedule now, and the longer this goes on, it's going to get really bad. It's going to get very ugly when people finally start to, you know, come out and rush to the hospital to get their procedures done. We're going to be in a big mess there, a huge jam, how to figure out who goes first. We're going to have to triage even the elective surgeries. It's going to be very, very chaotic. But I was thinking about the longer this goes on, I was starting to think about the farmers who cannot get their plants in the ground yet. They're, you know, they have to schedule. A farmer knows there's a time to plant, there's a time to growth, and there's a time to harvest with the maturity of their plants. If we don't get these farmers don't get out there and actually get their plants planted, we are going to see a serious food shortage in agriculture. And,
yeah.
Of course, you're not going to have pickers, too, because, well, a picker's got to be 6 feet away from each other and with their masks on. I mean, we're looking at some serious problems here in the future if we just don't get back to work here soon. And I was also thinking about the college graduates. Not only do they have these huge college loans that they'll never be able to pay off, probably most of them, because they can't get a decent job to pay them off, but now you've even limited them even more so, because corporations are going to be laying off people, not growing, getting bigger. So that college kid now can't even get the minimum wage job because, well, those are disappearing. And the good-paying jobs, well, those aren't going to be there either. So we get further in the hole as far as the student loan debt goes. But I'm concerned about the farmer issue. If they don't get planted, they don't plant their crops on time, there'll be no time for maturity and no time to pick.
Yes. No, we're really going to feel it come the autumn.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, another thing I also thought about, Mike, was, you know, we worry about who has nuclear weapons. We have all these agencies that run around, and inspectors to make sure that everybody's in compliance with our rules, by the way. And our rules are subjective. We like you, you get nuclear weapons. We don't like you, we don't want you to have them. And we know that nuclear weapons are only a deterrent to make sure they're not invaded. They're not to be used, just as a deterrent to make sure nobody invades your backyard. So I started thinking about that. We have all these agencies, regulatory agencies for nuclear weapons to monitor where they are around the world. But who's monitoring the bioweapons labs? These labs which violate all human rights laws. They violate all human rights laws. We have people working in labs trying to find viruses and bacteria that could wipe out civilization if they want to use it as a weapon. Nobody seems to care about that.
Well, there is the Biological Weapons Convention, but there's no verification built into the treaty. And the United States has opposed two attempts to add verification.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just amazing that we're in this situation here, that for some reason you don't get nuked and killed by a nuclear bomb, but you could get wiped out by a bioweapon or a pathogen. Yeah. And nobody seems to be too worried. They're pointing a finger at Russia now, but let's be honest about it. How many bioweapons labs do we have here in the United States? Let's be honest about this. We have
Not too many here in the United States, but the United States runs biological weapons labs in other countries, the same way the CIA has torture centers in other countries for deniability.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's just something to think about. Good show, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I have a point I wanted to mention about the Wuhan Biolab. But first, is Steve a host? Steve's voice sounds familiar. So is Steve a host on the network?
Yeah, that's Steve Elkins.
Elkins, okay. I sometimes find that annoying when hosts have to call into other people's shows, and they have their very own platform on the network, and then they have to call and burn up time for callers for someone else's show.
Steve is always welcome here. No, Steve is always welcome here. All of the hosts are welcome on my show.
Well, okay. I just think it's a bit selfish when you have your own platform and your own time to use up other people's time. But anyway, and I was wondering, I understand if it's a little too early for you to come out on this just yet, but I'm wondering if there's any truth to the rumor that President Trump has nominated you to be the chief civilian liaison for the Space Force.
No, there is no truth to that rumor. He heard that my first order would be to get the ground crews to dress up as apes every time a spaceship came back to Earth. And apparently he doesn't find that as funny as I do.
Okay, yeah, that's an amusing one. But about the Wuhan Biolab, one huge problem I see about this, we had the one fellow wants us to start, you know, I guess he's seen an outbreak one time too many. He wants to use a fuel air bomb to burn up everything and everything next to it. But the one problem with the proximity of this outbreak to the Wuhan Biolab is that it's circumstantial. Okay, so China could easily allege that an enemy released this on their soil in close proximity to create plausible deniability. And to, you know,
China's already made that accusation. China's already made that accusation at one point.
Right, exactly. So if you value the concept of evidence before you go blowing people up, I don't think the evidence is ever really going to be had. And yet another take on it is that the Chinese may have chosen to do it starting on their own soil for several reasons. It's through a complete wet blanket on all the movements and protests of national populism worldwide. It snuffed out the Hong Kong protests. It snuffed out the Yellow Vest in France. It certainly prevented anyone on mainland China from starting any similar movement. So they got to put down national populism protests all over the place. It knocked them to their knees first, such that by the time they're back up on their feet, their other potential enemies are still on their knees, which John Moore pointed out to me was sort of a principle of Sun Tzu. So there are numerous groups that have potential motives for wanting to do this. if you're assuming that it was indeed a weapon and not natural from bats or whatever in the wet market. So, you know, getting to the bottom of it is almost as slippery as trying to get to the bottom of 9/11. There's plausible deniability on all sides, and there could never be a justification for any military action based on what little information we have.
No, I agree with you. And I'm not even sure that a fuel-air bomb would be effective, you know, considering the heavy walls of a BSL-4 lab. You know, it worked in the movie Outbreak because you were dealing with jungle huts and ordinary houses. But to take out a biological weapons lab with the kind of heavy construction it has to have for BSL-4 containment, not to mention the vaults where the samples are being kept, you know, you're talking about a small tactical nuclear weapon. But the whole beauty of biological weapons is deniability. There's no way to tell where they came from. Senator Cotton is out there insisting that the release from the Wuhan lab may have been accidental, but that China wanted it to go worldwide so that the whole world went down economically at the same time, and it wasn't just China. I think that's a little bit far out there, but that's the kind of thinking that we're seeing coming out of the corporate media. You know, it's this rush to blame China, blame China, blame China, and they're finally out there saying, yes, accidental release from a lab, which, you know, we were saying here on this show on Republic Broadcasting, I think close to a month ago, that was our leading theory.
Right. And globalists with bioweapons want to continue to create problems, we already have problems with swine flus and bird flus. There's this new outbreak with turkeys and everything. If you mess up the agricultural planting cycle with all this, you know, stopping the economies and unleash some swine and bird flus, pretty soon you can have the whole globe starving at famine, worldwide famine, and push your globalist agenda by metering out the food. That's about all I have, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Michael. Good day to you. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the scamdemic. But before I go to the scamdemic, Michael, you did have a call in a couple days back, which hit a great point. Lenny hit a great point with Bill Gates. The same guy is talking about, Lenny brought up a fact that we have this virus, all these people are going to start having babies in 9 months. So
yes.
How's that? That's going worldwide. Imagine how many millions of babies are going to be born over this thing. Because, I mean, look at the point here. This is nuts. I mean, and you got this moron Gates and his criminal activities and Soros and all these other rich billionaire criminals. No, like I said the other day, these people don't deserve billions of dollars for what? I mean, come on. This is nonsense with the money these imbeciles have. But let's get what I really want to talk about, Michael, is by the way, did you see what's happening in New Jersey, Michael? They found 17 bodies in a nursing home, dead bodies?
Yes. One was in a shack.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's 17 bodies they found. Who's responsible for that? Who's going to be held accountable for that, Michael? I mean, these people were in a nursing home. What were they, 80 years old, 90 years old, 100 years old? We don't even know their age of these people. More likely they're old, over 80, I guess, 80 years old. This whole scamdemic is about people in their 82, 85, the 92-year-old range dying from, you know, being elderly and getting sick because they got a virus or a flu, whatever it is. So there probably is a virus out there. Yeah, absolutely. But what they're doing, like I told you the other day, Michael, with the polio, they never shut the government out for polio, and polio is a heck of a lot worse than this nonsense. Okay,
yes.
So this is absurd. It's all about now you got the moron governor in California want to give these illegals $500 a piece. There's 8 million over there. So if you got eight million illegals getting $500, Michael, how much money is that? I can't even figure it out. I mean, it's insane absurdity.
Yeah, it's about $4 billion.
Okay, that's a lot of money. You can build a lot of hospitals, get a lot of masks, and help a lot of American black and white get housing and all kinds of stuff. But you're worried about an illegal invasion here? This is like, I'm telling you, this whole thing about what they're trying to do to Trump, Michael, and I hope everybody in your audience understands this. It's about the Supreme Court. They don't want Trump to get those three more picks on the Supreme Court next election, the next term. And it's also about illegal immigration. They want to keep blood in this country with 20, 30, 40 million more people. And you got this moron Gates, Bill Gates, who's like, oh, the world can't handle that. Here in the meantime, Gates, you got, what, $60 billion? Why don't you start spending $50 billion of it. Keep $10 billion for yourself and spend $50 billion to secure our borders and our country and help this country stop all these millions of people that are going to be pouring in here. Okay, this is absurd. What's going on with these rich criminals? Okay, and you have that bumbling Biden, Michael. That Joe Biden is an idiot. I mean, and the people are actually wanting this guy. And you got Michelle Obama out there going, "Oh, she's going to get star power," and we got Oprah lined up for Joey. I mean, what is this nonsense? This is hypocritical communist Bolshevikism nonsense. Exactly what this is. And you got this leftist communist media.
Anyway, Tom, I got to cut you off. I'm sorry. I apologize. We got to take another commercial break. More phone calls when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Michael, you know, we Americans should really be ashamed about the way we have not fought this disease. From the beginning of the so-called quarantine, which never really took place, to the current present time. And by the way, to bring up some of the statistics, are you aware that in January there were 328,000 Chinese travelers who were allowed into the United States? And after
yes.
the quarantine in February, there was 37,968. So really, a 90% quarantine is called an ineffective quarantine. It's called a failed quarantine at face value. And so Donald Trump never did his due diligence to follow up on whether his subordinates were enacting the quarantine. Likewise, if you look at the statistics coming out, and this is through the I-94 forms, through people entering the United States. In Japan in January, there were 277,000. In February, 295,000. From South Korea, 237,000 in January. In February, 138,000. So there was a reduction, but still plenty of people to help in bring the disease in. And finally, in February, it was 74,000. From Italy, it was in January, it was 74,000, and in February, 69,000. So, again, it was a sieve. There was no quarantine. There was nothing. So that's the first indictment of why we're a failed nation. And we should be ashamed of ourselves with this disease. This is the behavior of a third world country. If you looked at actual first world countries like Taiwan and the way they fought this, or if you look at nations like South Korea, they fought this in a more methodical manner and were much more diligent about this than the United States. Because when fighting diseases like this, you know, it's a long slog. You have to be diligent. You have to be thorough. You have to be methodical. It takes time. Okay? And so if you have American pundits like Candace Owens insisting on her freedom to not wear a mask, that isn't going to help defeat this disease. The way to fight the disease is you put aside your temporary insisting on absolute freedom, and you do the good citizen behavior, and you slap a mask on, all right, for the people who don't want a mask out there. Because I'm going to tell you something. Listen, I looked up the stats over at the coronavirus website through John Hopkins. Now, I compared two nations, right?
Yeah.
The Czech Republic has 10 million people, just like Sweden. Okay?
Okay, you want me to wrap up? I got to put on hold.
Yeah, okay. I only have a minute or two left. Okay, thank you.
Okay. After station identification, we're going to come right back to you.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.